Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katouf, Nine Rounds Nutrition Coach, two-time best-selling author, and CEO and founder of King Katouf Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Rounds 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you're having a fantastic day today. Excited to talk with you. We are going to talk about the lighter side of nutrition, health, and fitness. So, yeah, there's going to be some good humor, a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit of tough love. Let's just have fun with this. I've been fortunate to have personally coached thousands and thousands of individuals around the world. Now over 30 states in the U.S., more than 10 countries around the world, and in analyzing so many individuals' nutrition, but more importantly, hearing that subjective feedback from individuals. And this is no puzzle. There's just a lot of negative and limiting thoughts and beliefs out there. And it's these negative limiting thoughts and beliefs that are truly holding individuals back from success. And so whether their goal is to lose 100 plus pounds of body fat, become a professional, super lean, fit athlete, or somewhere in between, limiting thoughts and beliefs can hold us back. So what we have to understand is that our mind is either our biggest asset or our biggest limiter. Our mind is either our biggest asset or our biggest limiter. And so often when people have these limiting thoughts and beliefs, folks, these thoughts and beliefs just roll off their tongue as if they were just to say good morning to somebody. That's how normal and natural it is. But that doesn't mean it's a good thing because they are limiting beliefs. So let's talk about a few of these. And if you get a little chuckle because you're like, oh, my gosh, that's what I say, great, because this is what it takes sometimes. We've got to bring these to the surface. Sometimes we don't even know the self-sabotage that we're putting ourselves through. We don't even know. We don't even recognize the limiting beliefs and thoughts we have that we're putting on ourselves or that others are putting into our head that we are then buying into. So, for example, you know, body transformation, body fat loss, a huge goal of so many. And let's say we've got an individual, they're overweight, they've been obese, they've been overweight for a while, they are looking to change that, make some lifestyle changes. And man, they're boom, they're ready, man. And let's say they're coming on board with Nine Rounds. They're jumping on that nine-round nutrition, and so often they have this knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, my gosh, I can't eat that much. I'm going to gain weight. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, let's step back here, folks. Let's step back. So they look at this great meal plan that they have that was designed for them based on their numbers, their basal metabolic rate, and what is their first knee-jerk reaction? Oh, man, Rick, I can't that much, I will gain weight. Now hold on now. Here's a lot of the humor and the lighter side of it and the tough love. How do you think you gained all that weight in the first place? You ate a ton of food. So trust me, you can eat all that and then some. That's how all the body weight and body fat got on in the first place. The binge eating sessions, the overeating sessions. I realize that might not be fun for someone to admit, but come on. We can't play ostrich and put our head in the sand and ignore how the body weight went on. It didn't just magically appear overnight. Come on. That person worked hard in the sense of they ate a ton of food. So to look at a great meal plan and go, oh, my gosh, I can't eat that much. I'm going to gain weight. Come on. That doesn't make any sense. I hope you're laughing at yourself right now going, you know what, you're right. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, is that too much food for what? Too much food for because you're going to compare it to some food fad or some 800,000 calorie per day diet? You're going to compare it to some latest TV show that talks about this starvation diet? Well, yeah, more calories than that, because guess what? Those things don't work. That's why they're food fads. That's why they're diets. That's why it's a disaster imminent every time. That's the acronym for diet that I trademarked, disaster imminent every time. So when you look at a meal plan, just take a deep breath, jump on your 9-round nutrition. Too much food, you'll gain weight. Come on now. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Look how much food you ate before to gain all that weight. Now we're going to put in the right amount of calories. Is it starvation? No. Folks, you should be rejoicing. You should be embracing the fact that you can eat that much food and get leaner. So don't fight it. Embrace it. Get the mind off of that diet world and that diet mentality. I'll give you a perfect example. This just happened recently. So I'm working with an individual, and I'm going over her meal plan and had her log all of her foods. And after she logged her foods, as I normally do, I go through and I examine every meal and snack, put a ton of effort and energy into this, looking at every meal and snack, and made some changes, made some revisions, got the meal plan back to her. What was her first response to me? Oh, my gosh, I can't eat that much. I'll gain weight. So I listened, and then I gave it a tough love. It wasn't even a tough love. It was just facts. And I said to her, well, how about the beers and the wine that you were having every night before, during, and after dinner? Huh? A couple glasses of wine, a couple beers here and there. And then she just kind of broke out laughing, like, oh, my gosh, you're right. So too much food, well, maybe just not the foods you want. Maybe it's not the beers and the wines and the cakes and the cookies. But now, wait a minute. Too much food? I just took out all that beer and wine and gave you the right foods. Now, you were okay before drinking all this and putting on all this weight. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to eat right and you're going to think it's too much food? Come on. So, anyways, when she caught herself and really laughed at that, it's amazing just over the last few months the changes that she's made. So, a very common thought process on people to have that kind of knee-jerk reaction. Oh, my gosh, that's a lot. So, but embrace it. Embrace your meal plan. Embrace the 9-round nutrition. Embrace the fact that fueling the body right is the key to success, and you don't need to starve yourself. That's fantastic. Okay, some other things we'll hear. I was at a business conference, and this was, I'm sure you'll find this somewhat humorous, and so I'm sitting with a group of individuals, and, you know, nutrition and fitness and health were a big part of this conference. I was presenting at this conference, and there was a buffet breakfast that was being served. And so, again, I sat down with folks that I was just getting to know and had not met them until this breakfast. And this gentleman next to me, very overweight, obese, I mean, it's sausage on the plate, it's bacon, it's whole eggs, It's as if he said to himself, with every scoop of whatever he's putting on there, I'm going to try to be as healthy as possible. I want to try to increase my cholesterol. I want to increase my body fat. I mean, it was just one bad food after the next. And when I sat down next to him, he felt the need to tell me about his nutrition. And here's what he said. He said, "Hey, Rick, I usually eat oatmeal, but man, just this morning, I had to eat the sausage and bacon. That was the only choice." Really? Huh. He must have looked at a different buffet that I looked at, because I'm looking at the same buffet, and guess what? I got my egg whites. I got my whole grain, whole wheat toast and bagel. I got my peanut butters aside. There was some nice fresh fruit there. So it was comical. I didn't say anything, but in my mind I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that is hilarious. So you start to see how the limiting beliefs that in our mind we say to ourselves, oh, well, you know, I normally eat better. I normally eat healthy, but, oh, you know, today I had to have the bacon and the eggs and all that, because that's really all that was available. Well, no, that really wasn't all that was available. That was simply eating right bandwagon. So, again, you know, when we catch ourselves and things like that, take a step back, take a deep breath, go, you know what? I can definitely make the right choice. I can definitely make a better choice, no doubt about that. So as we start to see these, you know, some of the real common limiting beliefs we'll see and hear from individuals is just in terms of their own body type. Individual will be very much overweight, and they justify it and they'll say to me, "Well, Rick, you know, I'm overweight simply because I'm big boned." And then they don't stop there. They go on with the story, and they say, "Well, you should probably know, Rick, that my mother was also big boned, and so was her mom, and so that's why I'm overweight." Huh. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense, right? Think about that. What does big boned even mean? That makes no sense. You have a high amount of body fat that was created from eating too much. Big boned, folks, I hope you are chuckling at this one. I hope you are really laughing, because I'm sure a lot of you out there listening might have had that limiting thought or belief. And when I give a presentation at a conference, many times I'll use this one as an example. And it's comical. I mean, everybody just starts cracking up because they're like, "Oh my gosh, I have said that before about myself." Because here's the reality of it, folks. Here's a real serious side about limiting thoughts and beliefs. Whatever we believe to be true, we are going to reaffirm that belief to be true. And this is why we have to change our beliefs in order to change our behavior. Folks, you are never going to see someone that says they are overweight because they're big boned that has a great physique. Never. It can't happen. It's like a runner saying, "I'm slow," but the runner actually being very fast. No, it doesn't work that way. Whatever we believe, that's going to be the truth. That's how we're going to live it out. So anytime somebody says, "Oh, Rick, I can't lose weight. I'm big boned, and that's why I'm overweight." Well, guess what? They're right. Henry Ford said it best. Whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, either way, you are right. Whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, either way, you are right. You see, so you're never going to see somebody super fit, super lean, just amazing physique that says, "Oh, I'm overweight because I'm big boned." No, it doesn't work that way. If they believe that they're overweight because they're big boned, they are going to be overweight. That's their belief. So that's one that we really need to kick to the curb, because, you know, and it kind of goes along the lines of something along the lines of the big bone. And simply, you know, from a heredity perspective, people say, "Well, Rick, I'm overweight because all of my mom and dad are overweight and all of my siblings are overweight." Folks, come on now. A high amount of body fat is hereditary all of a sudden? No, it's called eating choices and poor eating choices. Come on now. Go back to the anatomical chart of the human body that you remember from science class, right? The anatomical chart of the individual standing there, the red individual, because he's got all his muscles there. Folks, that's what every one of us looks like. The only problem is we made poor food choices, and now we put fat all over that muscle, okay? So, no, overweight, being over fat is not heredity. It's poor choices. I will say this, you made the same choices as your overweight parents and overweight siblings, but it's not heredity. It's because of our choices. Another one that we see people say is they talk about a set point in weight. They'll be like, "Well, Rick, I have a set point in weight." Let's say it's a female, and you know, she's 5'2", she's 190 pounds, and she has a goal to get to, you know, 120 pounds. And her limiting thought and belief is she says, "Well, Rick, you know, every time I get to 160 pounds, my weight goes right back up." And folks, guess what happens? Every time she drops to 160 pounds, the weight goes right back up. Why? Because she programmed her mind and body to do that. Her limiting belief is, "I have a set point in weight. I'd like to get to 120, but every time I hit 160, my weight goes right back up." Limiting thought, limiting belief. So here's the crazy thing. Whether our beliefs are positive or negative, folks, we're going to live it out. We're going to live them out. We're going to act in accordance with them as if they are truth. So here's my challenge to every one of you. I want you to dig deep in your health, fitness world, and I want you to step back and ask yourself, what are the limiting beliefs I have? If you can't come up with any, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go to that intimate circle of folks you have, whether it's mom, dad, brother, sister, best friend, whatever it may be. You ask them, because I'll guarantee you they're going to have a laundry list of limiting beliefs that they've heard from you, because you don't even know that you're saying them. So find out your limiting beliefs. I want you to write them down. I want you to read them every night, and I want you to quickly start to make that change. You're not overweight because you're big boned. You don't have a set point for weight. So let's make some great changes there. Identify the limiting beliefs, change the beliefs in order to change the results. Until next time, make today a great day.